man must talk.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Family Dinner. How was our show? We just finished it. It was fantastic, yeah, right?
It was something.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
Magical.
A minus.
Hey, Brian.
Hey guys, I just wanted to talk about my foundation. It's called the Brian Glory Back Pocket Fund. Well, what we're doing is
we were masturbating.
Hey, that was a good show. I thought it was pretty excellent.
Yeah.
And it was a little sloppy, but
we
had a good time.
We were masturbating.
What's great is we just see you moving the mic. Like I can see you just moving that mic up and down. So
he's talking to Mike Honore. Mike's moving the mic.
Well, Mike is moving the mic, but I'm seeing it on this little register here.
Oh, hey. I liked the rap face off.
That's Brian Gorey with the talk radio voice.
Hello, who are you?
And welcome.
I'm David Vetrano, sitting across from Michael Honore, who's sitting next to James Brown, who's sitting next to Brian Gorey.
Three corners was also a game with three scenes.
It was good. It was neat.
I liked the way that improv really.
No diggity.
Gotta bag it
up. Bag it up.
I'm James Brown. You may know me from such podcasts.
No, we don't. Masturbating!
All right, birthday boy. Would you be ever so kind as to push this button right here?
Wait, which one's the birthday boy?
Both.
It's Brian, of course.
A pantry with a pantry located in a pantry.
The character we have is architect. The place is library. And the event is two jockeys in a stable before a race.
I like how the event gives us a character and a place.
We could have just had the one.
All right, so we just had that event, two jockeys in a stable before a race. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever anybody feels like it, action.
Well, Thomas, I know you're a great jockey. I always enjoy racing against you because you push me to the limit, but I think I got you this time. My horse is amazing.
Well, I guess you did win today. But I like building houses.
I like building a champion house. Here where I put all my trophies from winning all these races.
Look, there you go about trophies and winning again. Look, I'm just glad we decided to go to this library.
Well, yeah, me too, because they let horses in.
I mean, yes, what a library it is.
I can learn more about horses in here. Even my horse can learn more about himself.
And I can draw pictures of buildings, because I'm an architect. Look. I think the important thing is we put aside our differences and we came together to explore our natural resource of this community, the library.
Wait, did you say library or library?
Look, I'm glad we don't have a race today after all.
Uh-oh.
We can just
here comes my horse saliva. Whoa, saliva!
He said click, click, boom.
Oh, I'm glue.
Scene!
It's a place for you, it's a place for me, it's the horse stable.
Don't you censor
library.
Me, Robert. Don't you censor me. That's
good thing we're
put baby in a corner. Do you see those levels? Do you see what I was looking at the whole time, why I was pushing this away?
No big deal on trophies. I want to build things.
Look, God. We had Redo. Architect in
Do
a library
not listen?
Involving two jockeys.
So we said
stable.
We're going to drop the library and the architect. We're just going to go with this.
David, would you be ever so kind as to push the button here so we can go with another scene?
Push the button.
Come
you push
on,
the button.
Triple pantry.
Big money. No money. No money. Big money. No money.
Diver.
Money, no money.
A diver.
A holy diver?
In a drive-in theater.
Holy diver.
Seeing a movie. What?
Oh, what?
They correlated. It's a diver. That's the only
thing. Oh, instead of a driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it sure is good to be on the surface. Aquaman doesn't get out of the water very often.
Wait a second.
This is a drive-in theater, sir.
Yep.
Not a dive-in theater.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that a joke?
It was a joke.
It was
bad. Welcome to the drive-in. Nice to see you.
Thank you. I'm just going to take my Aquamobile.
Oh, sir.
Don't worry. Nothing in the trunk.
I feel like there might be something in the trunk.
Of course not. Just water.
Well, here's your ticket.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night. I'm going to enjoy my movie.
I hope you do.
I shall. All right, time to enjoy this movie.
Aquaman, why do you only bring me to the movie theaters when you're alone?
Shut up, Flounder.
You keep calling me your blowfish.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know, because you're a clownfish.
It's so, really confusing.
I know.
Wait, I just realized something. So,
I'm a goddamn fish.
The top floor of Laser Tag has been destroyed by David and his awful perception, pointing out that yes, fish cannot breathe air, nor can they talk, and Aquaman does not exist, completely blowing his own mind and destroying any chance of them seeing Sister Act 2.
Electric Boogaloo. The second one.
Yeah, the second one. Yeah, that's what it's called, just like Sharknado.
Sister Agnado.
Sister Agnado.
The Riddler. It all adds up to a sinister riddle.
No, figure out what's in the box. That's what the question mark is.
Oh, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right.
What's in the box?
I have a feeling since everybody has now died, it's just now me and James Brown.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to ask you to press this button here.
It's not my birthday.
It's your birthday now.
Not even my
press
birthday.
Big money, big money, no money, no big money. Damn it, no whammies, no whammies.
No big money, no big money.
No big money, big money, big money, no money, no money, and shit.
From my direction, looks like Raccoon Man.
The character is Recreation Manager, the place is a closet, and the event is going out dancing.
All right. Coming out dancing. Gotta get all these dodgeballs in his closet, otherwise I'll be late to the party. What?
Hey, man.
What?
Don't you know this is my home that you're putting all these dodgeballs in?
What? Why? Are you the reason I can't fit all these dodgeballs in this damn closet?
Damn straight. I keep pushing them out here. You keep throwing them back in here.
Well, what are you doing in here? You're not supposed to live here. No one's supposed to be living in here.
I know I'm not supposed to be living in here, but these are tough times. I found a closet that looked like it was safe and cozy. You know how cold it is outside?
At the moment, it is 37 degrees.
You can tell that from your little bracelet there, your faggy bracelet that I'm looking at.
This is actually a tiger's eye bracelet, and it's equipped with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So, yes, it can tell the
So you're looking for a date, you say. I wonder why.
I'm just going out dancing. Oh. I don't really expect to find anyone.
You're going stag? You don't need a partner?
I mean, I like, you know, I go to these things just because I enjoy dancing. Uh-huh. You know, I don't do a lot of dancing when I go to them. But wait a second. Why are you living in the closet? This isn't about me.
No.
Shh.
What?
You need help? I can be that guy. I can be like the Cyrano de Bergerac and help you dance. I can dance you from a bush in the back. I can tell you the moves that you need to make when you're out on the dance floor.
Well, can you? Can you, like, use some kind of, like, handheld...
Can you tell? Check this out.
Whoa. Wow. Those are incredible moves.
They can be your moves.
Well, show me. Show me how.
I'll teach you on the dance floor. Ready?
Ready.
10 minutes later...
Wow. That was an incredible montage. I feel like I can dance better than John Travolta in
Saturday Night Fever. No, dummy, we were just in the car going over to the dance club.
Well, oh, sorry, I'm a little bit high on mescaline.
I understand.
All right. So here we are at the party.
Right. See that hot chick over there?
Yeah.
I want you to ask her out, and I want you to give her a little bit of this.
Just like that. All right, I'll give it a shot. Hey, would you like to go out sometime? And by the way,
oh, that looks pretty odd. I think I'm going to go check you out. what?
Oh, yeah, ooh, baby.
Ooh, look at that bracelet. That bracelet looks awesome.
It's got white tie and Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You're doing fine.
All right.
Everybody inch, going inch, for the inch, 11, inch, 20, inch, 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 please get on the dance floor.
Uh-oh.
It's time for the 11:20 dance. You want to come with me,
baby? Wait a minute. Is it 11:59?
Oh, wait.
It's almost noon that night. I'm going to turn back into a dodgeball.
Oh, no.
You better hurry me back to the closet.
Excuse me. I'll talk to you later, baby.
Hurry me back. I got to make it into the closet. Oh, my God. It's 12. I'm dying. I'm dying.
But you helped me so much. You've taught me to dance and given me mojo.
It's been in you this entire time.
The dodgeball was in me the entire time.
In your butt.
Oh!
And scene! That was a fantastic scene. That was almost listenable. That was very close. That might be the most listenable scene that we did this entire night. That it involved us just throwing chairs around.
And going...
But I'm afraid we've ended another night here at the Family Dinner Improv.
Yeah.
It's time for us to go back out. But we've had fun, right? First there was the jockey that was an architect.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say.
Then we had Aquaman trying to watch a movie. And then there was the dancer. There was also the guy that was talking to a dodgeball that entire time. Tom Hanks and Wilson the Dodgeball in Castaway.
Castaway dancers.
Yes.
Dance away.
Oh, man. That was fun times. But I'm afraid we got to end this. So, before we do that, we've been talking with Manship, and they have graciously given us a date for our next one. Unfortunately, it is not anywhere near Valentine's Day, where we hoped it would be. It's actually going to be March 21st.
Yes.
That is a Friday. Yes. That is more important than trying to get a date in February because they had none of the Fridays open. So if you want to see Dirty Dancing, made fun of by 8 guys that have never watched Dirty Dancing before.
The movie Dirty Dancing, just to be clear.
Yes. Only Evan's going to be fucking the chair the entire time. That's it.
Boy, dance party.
So it's $10. It's probably going to be an 7:30 show.
Probably.
And hopefully,
I think we have you guys will come out and see it. If we are wrong. So.
But thank you guys for listening. And my name is Robert Rao. For everybody that was here, including...
Thanks for having me, Robert.
Including David Vetrano.
And some other people if they want to talk.
No.
I'm James Brown.
James is the only one that wants to do it.
Evan Radley.
Evan. Thank you guys for having us.
That was Mike Honore.
That was Mike Honore. Yeah. Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday, David.
Fuck you, David.
Yup. Leave me hanging.
Leave me hanging.
Dicks.